This is the Wikipedia page for four-leaf clover. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe because it's your lucky day. It is St. Patrick's Day.
It is St. Patrick's Day, everybody. And as we know, four-leaf clovers lead to luck on St. Patrick's Day because they're magic. Let's read about it.
Yeah, I love them. I'm really good at finding four-leaf and even sometimes five- and six-leaf clovers.
Interesting. Four-leaf clover. For other plants informally known as four-leaf clover and other uses, see four-leaf clover disambiguation. The four-leaf clover is a rare variation of the common three-leaf clover, according to traditional sayings such clovers bring good luck, though it is not clear when or how this idea began. One early mention of flower-leafed or purple grass is from 1640 and simply says that it was kept in gardens because it was good for the purples in children or others.
I had to hover over where it says the purples to find out what it means, and it is not a good thing.
Oh no, it is a condition of red or purple discolored spots on the skin that do not blanch on applying pressure. The spots are caused by bleeding underneath the skin, secondary to platelet disorders, vascular disorders, coagulation disorders, or other causes. And it looks pretty crazy.
It does. Occurrence. Four-leaf clovers have a frequency of approximately 1 in 5,000, according to a 2017 survey of approximately 7 million clovers conducted by Lydia and Uli Sperling of the website Share the Luck. The same survey found that the frequency of five-leaf clovers is 1 in 24,400, and of six-leaf clovers is 1 in 312,500.
So you're saying you're pretty good at finding five- and six-leaf clovers?
It's less frequent, but yes, I have found them.
Okay. Are you just spend all day to going through 312,000?
Well, I think that sometimes, like, even though that's the general odds, I think sometimes they tend to be close together because of maybe like a genetic variant or something.
Who knows? Even so, this probability has not deterred collectors who have reached records as high as 160,000 four-leaf clovers in a lifetime. The world record for number of four-leaf clovers collected in 1 hour is 166, set by American Katie Borka on June 23rd, 2018. Way to go, Katie Borka.
Katie, you're my hero. Clovers can have more than four leaves. Five-leaf clovers are less commonly found naturally than four-leaf clovers. However, they too have been successfully cultivated. Some four-leaf clover collectors, particularly in Ireland, regard the five-leaf clover, known as a rose clover, as a particular prize. The most leaves ever found on a single clover stem, Trifolium repens L, is 56 and was discovered by Chijeo Obara of Hanamaki, Iwe, Japan on the 10th of May, 2009.
Way to go, Chijeo Obara. Cause. It is debated whether the fourth leaf is caused genetically or environmentally. Its relative rarity, 1 in 5,000 clovers, suggests a possible recessive gene appearing at a low frequency. Alternatively, four-leaf clovers could be caused by somatic mutation or a developmental error of environmental causes. They could also be caused by the interaction of several genes that happen to segregate in the individual plant. It is possible all four explanations could apply to individual cases. This means that multiple four-leaf clovers could be found in the same clover plant.
Researchers from the University of Georgia have reported finding the gene that turns ordinary three-leaf clovers into the coveted four-leaf types. Masked by the three-leaf gene and strongly influenced by environmental condition, molecular markers now make it possible to detect the presence of the gene for four leaves and for breeders to work with it. The results of the study, which also located two other leaf traits in the white clover genome, were reported in the July-August 2010 edition of Crop Science, published by the Crop Science Society of America.
The other leaf traits, the red fleck mark and red midrib, a herringbone pattern that streaks down the center of each leaflet in a bold red color, were mapped to nearby locations, resolving a century-old question as to whether these leaf traits were controlled by one gene or two separate genes.
White clover has many genes that affect leaf color and shape, and the three in the study were very rare. These traits can be quite attractive, particularly if combined with others, and can turn clover into an ornamental plant for use in flower beds.
There are reports of farms in the U.S. which specialize in four-leaf clovers producing as many as 10,000 a day to be sealed in plastic as Lucky Charms by introducing a genetically engineered ingredient to the plants to encourage the aberration. There are, however, widely available cultivars that regularly produce leaves with multiple leaflets. See below. There are reports of farms in the U.S., meaning that they don't know whether or not those reports are true. What are they saying?
Tell us, farmers. We need to know the truth. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you go search for a four-leaf clover.
Hopefully you found a four-leaf clover. Thank you for listening to that message. It really helps us out. But now let's get down to the real business with multi-leaved cultivars.
Yes, here we go. Multi-leaved cultivars. There are some cultivars of white clover, Trifolium repens, which regularly produce more than three leaflets, including purple-leaved T. repens, Purpurissens quadrifolium, and green-leaved T. repens quadrifolium. Some clovers have more spade-shaped leaves, rather than the usual rounded ones. This may be a genetic mutation. Some genetic mutations in clovers include spade-like shaped leaves or a dotted rusty color on the leaves.
Trifolium repens Good Luck is a cultivar which has 3, 4, or 5 green dark-centered leaflets per leaf.
Other species. Other plants may be mistaken for or misleadingly sold as four-leaf clovers. For example, Oxalis tetraphylla is a species of wood sorrel with leaves resembling a four-leaf clover. Other species that have been sold as four-leaf clovers include Marsalia quadrifolia.
I was looking at the images of those, and they both kind of look like four-leaf clovers.
Thank you.
As a good luck charm, a description from 1869 says that four-leaf clovers were gathered at nighttime during the full moon by sorceresses who mixed it with vervain and other ingredients while young girls in search of a token of perfect happiness made quest of the plant by day.
In an 1877 letter to St. Nicholas magazine, an 11-year-old girl who wrote, "Did the fairies ever whisper in your ear that a four-leaf clover brought good luck to the finder?"
Creepy girl. Symbolic usage. Italian automobile maker Alfa Romeo uses a quadrifoglio, four-leaf clover icon, to delineate its racing cars and performance-oriented road models. This tradition started in the 1923 Targa Florio race when driver Ugo Civacci decorated his car with a green clover on a white background. Citation needed. As of 2022, the quadrifoglio is used on the company's race liveries.
Los Angeles-based space exploration company SpaceX includes a four-leaf clover on each space mission embroidered patch as a good luck charm. Inclusion of the clover has become a regular icon on SpaceX's flight patches ever since the company's first successful Falcon 1 rocket launch in 2008, which was the first mission to feature a clover for luck on its patch.
Celtic Football Club, an association football team from Glasgow, Scotland, have used the four-leaf clover as the club's official badge for over 40 years.
Former Japanese game developer studio Clover Studio used a four-leaf clover as their logo.
And they closed, sadly. Several businesses and organizations use a four-leaf clover in their logos to signify Celtic origins.
The Global Network of Youth Organizations 4-H uses a green four-leaf clover with a white H on each leaf.
The logo of the New Jersey Lottery features an outline of the state in white on a green four-leaf clover printed on a lottery draw machine ball.
Machine ball. The English language image board 4chan features a four-leaf clover in its logo, deriving from the manga character Yotsuba Kawai's quadruple green pigtails and the similar pronunciation of 4chan and fortune.
traditional symbol of agrarian parties popularized by Republican Party of Farmers and Peasants, Bulgarian Agrarian National Union, People's Party, and International Agrarian Bureau in interwar period, used until today among others by Polish People's Party, Estonian Center Party, and Nordic Agrarian Parties.
In Japan, the green cars of Shinkansen use a four-leaf clover logo.
Ooh, I'm glad we're through that section of symbolic usage. Now let's finish this off, everybody, with meanings. Meanings. Some folk traditions assign a different attribute to each leaf of a clover. The leaves have been used by Christians to represent hope, faith, love, and luck. Others say that four-leaf clovers granted the power to see fairies, or that they are related to St. Patrick's use of the shamrock to explain the Christian doctrine of the Holy Trinity to the Irish. Better source needed.
Wow, what a way to end this article.
Yep, the four-leaf clover article. A lot of interesting stuff there. I do wish we knew more about the origin of why people think it's lucky, but, you know, you can only ask for so much, I guess.
I feel like it's just pretty assumed that it's considered lucky because they're just not all like that.
Good theory.
Thank you.
This has been the Wikipedia page for four-leaf clover.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out, and check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your four-leaf clovers and an intention to not drive drunk tonight.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.